Be'ezus Hashem Bui Neder. Let's finish Shas together. So this morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yemoyer, of David Tzvi, and of Yosef. Today's daf is Beis HaDaf Chav Vav. We're on the bottom line of Chav Hem and Beis at the Mishnah. Today's entire daf is going to be about the laws of a Bechor that has a mum in it. So the halacha is that if a Bechor has a mum, so then the Kohen is allowed to eat it right away. If it doesn't have a mum, he has to bring it as a carbon. Bizman Azadi, you can't bring it as a carbon, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you give it to the Kohen has to wait till it gets a mum, and then the Kohen can shecht it and eat it. So that's going to be the topic of today's dat. Good morning, Dani, Chanachenach, David Yeshua, Reb Avi, Chaim, Gershon Eitan, and Tzvika, and Reb Mordechai. So, says the Mishnah, Bechor, let's say you have a Bechor, Behema Tahora, Bizman Azet, that you have a mum before Yontif, but you didn't yet show it to the Chacham. So there's a mum there, but it's not officially okay yet until you show it to a Chacham. So Bechor Shenafa Labor. Now this Bechor, which got a mum from before Yontif, you're not 100% sure whether it's a legit mum or not, because you never showed it to the Chacham. And now it falls into a pit, and he's afraid it's going to die there. Now you're not allowed to bring it up unless you could actually eat it. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yered Mumcha, Rabbi Yehuda says, let the expert, the Baki who knows Mumei Bechor, go down into the bar and check the Mum. V'yir'eh, im yesh bo Mum, he'll see if there is a Mum. And if he could say there's a Mum, so then this thing becomes food. Memela, it was really Lamafreya, ready from yesterday, because the Mum happened yesterday, so there was good food all along down there, because it's a royal shechita. So im yesh bo mum, yala v'yishchot. So if the mum is legitimate, then bring the animal up from the bar and shecht it on yantif. Even though you didn't know from yesterday lamaisa 100%, nevertheless it's not muktza. Why? Because from the time that the mum happened, you knew there was a good shot that it would be good. So alatzad that it was going to be a mum. So your das was on it. So it's not muktza. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's important to keep the opinions clear in your head. V'imlav, however, if the mumcha goes down and sees that a taka wasn't a good mum, so then lo yishchot. So you're not allowed to shecht it, and since you're not allowed to shecht it, you're not allowed to take it out of the bar, because it's a tircha shelo l'tzorech yantif, because you can't eat it on yantif. It doesn't have a mum kavua. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'ein mumo nikar mi ba'od yom, if you did not know Erev Yontif that this thing was a legit mum, Ein Zemen Amuchan. In other words, it's Suffolk. It's like a Suffolk Muchan. So Suffolk Muchan is Nishkin Muchan. That's what he says. Rabbi Shimon says, we'll see. The Gemara is going to talk a lot about what they're arguing about exactly. But a Suffolk Muchan, he says, since you don't know that it was a mum on Erev Yontif, it's not considered to be Muchan, because you're not allowed to... You're not allowed to have a chacham see the mum on yantif, according to Rabbi Shimon, we'll see. Because why you're not allowed to have a chacham see the mum on yantif? Because it looks like you're fixing the bechor, and it's asur midraban and mishum shavus. So one of two reasons. Rashi says, because it looks like you're fixing it. And even if you violated it and showed it to the chacham, it's still asur b'achil on yantif. Either it's asur because of fixing it, or because it's like judging a court case on yantif. And you're not allowed to judge a court case on yantif. So you're not allowed to see the mum. Right, Rashi says it's because it's like misakin. It's like a makav patish kana halacha. Rabbi Shimon holds a chacham is not allowed to look at the mum on yantif because it's like a makav patish. You're fixing it, kind of like taking trumas or ma'is on yantif. Another pshat Rashi says is that it's because it's doime lechacham hadon din. You're sitting and judging a court case, which is Asar and Yatim Mishim Shmus Shavus. Later on, we'll see Mishnah Lama Vavam and Bey. He said, you're not, Bezdin's not allowed to judge a court case on Yatim. I guess maybe because they're going to write it down. I'm not sure why. But you're not allowed to judge a court case. Says the Gemara. Be'amai kamiflagi. What are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon arguing about? Inimar b'roen mumen kamiflagi. If the whole machlokas is, is a chacham allowed to see? Is that the whole machlokas? The Rabbi Yehuda holds a chacham is allowed to see mumen of a bechor and yantif, and Rabbi Shimon holds a chacham is not allowed to see. Is that the whole machlokas? So that doesn't make sense. If that's what they're arguing about, whether or not you're allowed to see the mum or not. So what do you have to construct such a crazy case of the animal falling into a pit? Can you go, just say a simple machlokas. You have an animal, a mum fell, are you allowed to see it? Are you not allowed to see it? It would have been a much simpler case. Answer the Gemara, you're right. That's not what they're arguing about. Says the Gemara, Bechor shenofa laborit strichale. No. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. Not only is Rabbi Yehuda saying that you're allowed to see the mum in a regular case, no. That's not the machlokas here. The machlokas is by a case where the bechor that fell into a bor, salkadat chamina, of course, had Rabbi Yehuda not said this, had Rabbi Yehuda just said a regular halacha that you're allowed to see a bor in yontif, salkadat chamina, you might have thought that it's different. Mishum tsar balei chayim, that since it's a pain for the bor, it's painful for this shor to be in the bor. So you might have thought, Mishum Tzabai L'chaim, La'arim. So the owner could make a trick. He could say, he could like sort of make a fake out. A harama. What's the fake out? He could say that he knows that this animal had a mum kavua. He knows there's a mum kavua, but he just didn't show it to the expert yet. Velaske. So maybe he should be able to take it out of the bar even without the chacham seeing it. Rabbi Yeshua, like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, later on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, by the case of an animal and its son. Rabbi Yeshua later on says, if you have an animal, a mami, and the son that fall into a bor on yontif. Now the halacha is you're only allowed to shech one of them because there's a halacha called Osova Espino Lo Sishchatu B'Yomachad. You're not allowed to shech the mami and the kid. So what can you do? So Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you going to do? You're going to lose the animal. You could pull shtick. You could first pull up one of them. Then you could say, oh, I want a shekel. No. Maybe the other one's nicer. So then you could pull up the other one. It just says you're allowed to pull the shtick. It's a harama. So just like you could pull that shtick, so you might have thought, maybe you could pull another shtick. You could also do the same thing and say, ah, it's really a mum, it's really a full mum, then pull it up, then you could show it to the chacham. So kamash malan, Rabbi Yehuda is telling you, no. You cannot do that. By Bechor, you have to send the mumcha down into the bor to see if it's a mum kavu, and you're not allowed to make a trick and bring it up before the chacham has seen it. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to bring it up until the chacham sees it, so why does he say the words, V'imlav lo yishchot? Obviously, If the chacham doesn't see it, you can't shecht it. It should have said lo yale v'yishchot mi boile. The mission should have said that imlav, meaning if it doesn't have a mum, then you're not allowed to bring it out of the bar and shecht it. Lo yale v'yishchot mi boile. Says the Gemara, you're right. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching me that you're not allowed to take it out of the bar, but lo tzricha, what he said at the end of his words, v'imlav lo yishchot, he meant, de'ovar va'aske. Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, even if you violated the din, and you didn't show it to the chacham, and you pulled the bar out of the pit before showing it to chacham, salkata d'chamini, you might have thought, Lishchate, once you brought it out of there, you should be able to show it to the Chacham and shecht it. Kamashman, that no. Vimlav, meaning if you didn't send the mumcha down there, rather you brought it out, so then lo yishchot. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? You would think you could go shecht it even though it doesn't have a mum? Says the Gemara, Lishchate, vahatamu, what do you mean? It doesn't have a mum? Says the Gemara, no, that's not what I meant to say. Lo tzricha, no. Maybe even denaf al beimuma. Let's say, even if you pulled it out of there, and a mum developed in the animal on yontif, a mum kavua, after you took it out, maybe it fell into the thing on yontif, so maybe it developed a mum when it fell in on yontif. The chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is, even though if this was a weekday, if a mum fell in it, you'd be allowed to shecht it. Nevertheless, on yontif, you're not allowed to shecht it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says, im yesh bo mum be erev yom tov, you're allowed to bring it out in the shechted. V'im lav means if it did not have a mum on erev yontov, rather on yontov when it fell in, the mum was nischadesh. Even if you brought it out of the pit, you're not allowed to shecht it. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? It fell into the, a mum fell in it on yontov? Obviously, if the mum happened on yontov, you're not allowed to shecht it. V'hamuktzehu, when yontov began, anything that the mum developed on yontov, when yontov began, the animal is muktza. So obviously, if it developed a mum on yontov, we all know that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the din of muktza. And once yontov began, and this thing was off limits because it was a bechor that did not have a mum on him, once yontov began, so if it develops a mum on yontov, sorry, it's too late. It's muktza. B'ha muktzahu, you weren't expecting it to develop a mum, it's not totally muktza. So the Gemara backs out of this original whole answer. And we're not talking about a case of where you violated the din and you brought the animal up and it developed a mum on yontov. That's not the case. That would be obvious. Ella, so what's Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says v'im lav lo yishchot? What does he mean when he says the words v'im lav lo yishchot? Ella, d'nafal be'mum over me'erev yontov. No. Really, it had a temporary mum, not a permanent mum. It had a temporary mum on erev yontov. V'hashta, and now it fell into the bar. Havale mum kavua. What was a temporary mum on erev yontov, now on yontov, once it fell into the bar, became a permanent mum. So now the same with the daite lave, you might have thought that since it had a mum from before yontov, so your das was already on it. If the chacham were to say that it's a mum kavu on yontov, v'nishchete, so you might think you're allowed to shecht it. Kamash Malon, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If it didn't have something that you knew was a mum kavua on Erev Yontov, it just had a mum, but it was a mum over, you weren't sure what it was. So then, if it did not have a mum kavua Erev Yontov, so it's considered to be muktza because of the iser on it, and it's aser to shecht it. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Bechor Tam Shenofal Labor. If you have a bechor that did not have a mum, and it fell into the pit, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer is a different Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that's Rebbe. It's not the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. So bechor tam shnofel labor. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says yered mumcha v'yira. Rabbi Yehuda says a mumcha is a lot of. Oh, I guess Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. He says a mumcha can go down and see it in Yeshbo mum if it has a mum kavua. Oh no. So Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is disagreeing with both opinions in the Mishnah. It was a Bechor Tam. Erev Yontov it had no mum. No mum. Right, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is talking about where it had a mum. Erev Yontov. So here he says, Yered mumcha v'yira. Wow, even if the mum developed on Yontov. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, Yered mumcha v'yira, im yeshbo mum. Even if the mum happened on Yontif, yala v'yishchot. It's not muktza. It's not muktza. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi understands that when you have a bechor, your das is on the fact that at any moment this thing could develop a mum kavua. So as Yontif comes in, your das is to say, your das when Yontif starts, again, in the Mishnah we said, we just before said in Bidas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that once, since it doesn't have a mum now, people don't expect that the animal is going to have a mum, so it's considered to be muktzah from the beginning of yontif. You can't check it, even if it does develop a mum yontif. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi disagrees. He says, no, a person's das on a bechor is, I'm waiting for that mum to happen any moment. So as yontif comes in, I'm looking forward to it getting a mum, and I'm going to shecht it. So it's not muktzah, because I know if a mum happens on yontif morning, boom, it's mine. So, im yeshbo mum yale v'yishchot. It's not considered to be mukta. Vim lav. If it doesn't, now, if it fell into the pit and it doesn't have a mum, and you violated the din and you brought it up, even though afterwards it develops a mum, lo yishchot. So at that point, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Yehuda and we penalize you. You violated the din. You took it up when you weren't allowed to. So it doesn't work. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh said to Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong. Hare Amru, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, in the previous generations, who argues with Yehuda, ain roen mumen biyantif. No. We have to be machmir. If the animal develops a mum on yantif, too bad. You can't see the mum on yantif, and therefore the animal is muktzah and cannot be used. And Rabbi Shimon Manasseh further explains that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from the earlier generations said three halachas about this. Ketzad, what exactly are the three halachas of this? Nolad bo mum me erev yantif. If an animal develops a mum kavu on erev yantif, ein mevakrino so be yantif. So, if you didn't get a chance to show it to the Chacham on Erev Yontif, you are not allowed to show it to the Chacham on Yontif for the two reasons that we said before, either because it looks like you're fixing it on Yontif, it's like a makabit patish to kalacha, like separating trumas and maxis, or you're judging a court case on Yontif. That's what the Rishonim say. So, if it developed a moment Erev Yontif and you didn't get a chance to give it to the Chacham, you may not bring it to the Chacham on Yontif. No ladbo mum. No lad bo mum be yantif. If it developed a mum on yantif and a chacham passed by and he saw that it was a mum kavua on yantif, Rabbi Shimon Omer ein zem en amuchan. So Rabbi Shimon says it's muktzah, right? So the chacham's not allowed to see it on yantif, even if the chacham violated the din and saw the animal on Yontif, so you're not allowed to shecht it. It's also even b'di'evet. Vishavin, but both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees. She'im nolad hu umumo imo. We'll see. The Gemara is going to say what this means. That if the animal was born on Yontif and it was born with a mum kavua on Yontif, it came out of its mom with a mum kavu already on it. Shezem and amucha. That you are allowed to shecht on yantif. The Gemara is going to analyze exactly why that's true. The Gemara is going to say basically because when yantif started, this animal had the status of a ben pekua, which means had you shechted mom, the animal would have been kosher at the beginning of yantif, the fetus. So now that it came out with a mum, it was muchan erev yantif, and it was muchan from the first second it came out. We're going to see. The Gemara is going to say something about a case where the Chacham was watching the birth. So as it came out, mamish, there was no second that it wasn't kosher because when it was in its mommy, it was a ben pekua. So it was kosher. Right? You know what a ben pekua is? When you slaughter the mommy, the baby you can eat without shechita. So when Yontif started, it was a ben pekua. It was mutter. It was mutter when Yontif started as a ben pekua. And the Chacham was watching it as it came out, and he identified it as a mum. So every second it was kosher. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Shezem and amucha. Now, the Gemara wants to know, are you allowed to have a Chacham see such a thing? An animal said, Dorash Rabba Baravun, no lad hu umumo imo mivakrino sabiyantav l'chadchila. So Rabba Baravun said that if an animal gets born with a mum, so you're allowed to bring it to the Chacham right away. Amali Rab Nachman, what are you talking about? Abba, Tani, my father, taught in this braisa, im avar ubikro muvukar. Only if the Chacham violated it, and he violated the din, and so then you can check it. But l'chadchila, he's not allowed to check it. He's fixing the animal on yantif. And, or he's judging a court case. V'at amres mivakan asal l'chadchila. So Abaye disproves Rav Nachman and supports Rabbi Baravuna that no, a Chacham is allowed to see. I'm Rabbi Kavasi, the Rabbi Baravuna Mistavra. I think Rabbi Baravuna is correct that if it was born with the Mumin, the Chacham is allowed to see. Midiktani, from the fact that it said in the Braisa that we just quoted earlier on Amud Aleph, Tlas Abavi, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh quoted three different halachas and he didn't include one and three together. No lad bo mumme erev yantif ein mevakrino so be yantif. L'chadchila hu dolo hadieved shapir dami. So in the first case, if b'dieved If it was no lad b'umam on Erev Yandar, you didn't get a chance to show it to the Chacham. So you showed it to the Chacham and you shouldn't have done it. But you went ahead and did it, so that's going to be mutter to shechta. Because that's not such a big, it's not such a big violation. But no lad b'umam b'yantif, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't zemen amuchan, dafil d'yevin. But the fact that he has such a strong lashon, even b'dyevin, if you went ahead and showed it, namilo, you're not allowed to shechta. V'hadotani, what's the third case? V'shavin, they agree, shim no lad umumo imo shezemen amuchan. Dafila chachila nami. That from the fact that it's a separate case, that means that the chacham is even allowed to see it in the chachila. Because if it was the same as lechatchila no, but b'diavad yes, he should have lumped that together with case number one, which was lechatchila lo and b'diavad yes. From the fact that it's a third separate case, sound like even lechatchila you could see it. Ask the Gemara. V'haki asa Rav Oshaya. However, when Rav Oshaya came from Naharda, Asav Aisim HaSin Zibiyadi, he came and brought a brisa with him that disagreed with this. Bein Shenol Ad Bum Mi Erev Yontif, Bein Shenol Ad Bum Bi Yontif, Chachamim, which is Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Ein Zemen Amuchan. From the fact that this brisa holds, puts the first two halachas together, sounds like even B'diyevet it doesn't work. And therefore, according to this brisa, you could say that in the other case, if you saw it on Yontif, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to show it to the Chacham. So the Gemara says, okay, so you have this price, and then you have the other price. So the other prices sound like it's mutal l'chatchila. This price says it's not. Elakasha hat. What's the contradiction? Says Gemara, no, I'm not worried about the other price. Ahi adabar uchmehi. That first price was adabaruch dimishabesh v'tani. Adabar uchmehi was known for getting the prices wrong. Rav Oshaya was known for getting the brises right, right? Kol brisa that wasn't taught Rav Oshaya was known to be the strong. So now we have Rav Oshaya says, no, a chacham is not allowed to see the mumen on yon. So and the Gemara and Rav Nachum Yitzchak further proves it. I'm Rav Nachum Yitzchak Mastisa Nami Deka. I could also prove from the Mishnah that if a mum happens on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to show it to the Chacham, and even if the Chacham went ahead and saw it, but the evidence does, you're not allowed to show a mum to a Chacham on Yontif. The Taniko says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol she'ein mum onikom erev yontif, ein zemen amuchan. If you don't know about the mum on erev yontif, so it's not considered to be, it's considered to be muktza, it's not muchan. Now, my ein mum onikom, what does it mean you didn't know about it? Ilema she'ein mum onikom klal, that it didn't have a mum at all. Pshita, tzrich lememar, I need somebody to tell me. Obviously, it's mukta. Ella, delo ischazi lechacham. You knew there was a mum, but you never showed it to a chacham. Me'er of yantiv. You didn't show it to a chacham of yantiv. Imum kavua, imum over. So katani mias, ein zemen amuchan, even b'diyevet. So shma mina, you're not allowed to show it if a mum happened on Erev of yantiv. Not only, and you didn't get a chance to show it to the chacham Erev of yantiv. So not only are you not allowed to show it to a chacham on yantiv, if you violated the din and went ahead and showed to the Chacham on Yontif, even with the evidence, no good. Even with the evidence, no good. Like the second Braisa, and not like the first Braisa. So the Mishnah, and this is supporting Rav Nachman, who said, like the Braisa, who was supported by the Braisa, the second Braisa, Rav Oshaya brought, that if you show it to the Chacham, even with the evidence, on Yontif, it's no good. Now, so, the Gemara says, Masech Shabbos. Again, we're still on the same topic over here. The Gemara says, oh, so now we're going to discuss in conjunction with this, we're now going to discuss what's the din of, which is very related to this, the din of Mukta Lachatzi Shabbos. Mukta Lachatzi Shabbos. What does this mean? When Shabbos started, the thing was not Mukta. Then something becomes muktzah on Shabbos, and then it loses its status of muktzah. Do we say that the thing can lose its status of muktzah or not? What's the classic case of this? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos Memhei. Even Rabbi Shimon, that does not hold a muktzah, agrees that certain things are muktzah. What's an example where Rabbi Shimon agrees to muktzah? Grogros vitzimukin, which is you put some figs or grapes up on your roof before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, you want to dry them out. So they
you want to change the figs into dried figs or the grapes into raisins. Okay? So you put them up on the thing and the sun starts drying them out, so they're unedible. They're unedible and nobody's planning on eating them Shabbos. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree these things are muktzah. Until they become so fully dried out, they're dried figs and dried grapes. But when in the middle, they're totally not edible, you're totally maktzah, you're das from them. Now, what about, okay, let's say you put them up 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, you put these, and they're drying out, it takes weeks for them to go. All of a sudden, you see, in the middle of Shabbos, they become edible. So what's the halacha? So, Rabbi Shimon says, no, sorry, too bad. When Shabbos entered, it was muktzah, so migo de iskatzai, ben hashmashos, is iskatzai, b'kula yoma. Oh, so now what happens if something becomes usur in the middle of Shabbos? Ba'omine Hillel, it's a different Hillel. Ba'omine Hillel me Rava, Hillel and Amora. Ba'omine Hillel me Rava, yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Something that becomes muktzah in the middle of Shabbos, does it by definition become muktzah to all of Shabbos, even if afterwards the reason for the muktzah goes away? O ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Echidami, what's the case? I di'ichaze bein hashmashos. If it was roi to eat bein hashmashos, let's say the grogros v'tzimukim were totally dried out from before Shabbos, so then obviously yichaze, so they were roi. V'idu loich say, if they were muktzah when Shabbos came in, so loich say, so then obviously it's muktzah for the whole Shabbos, even if they become fully dried out in the middle of Shabbos. Obviously, Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Lo, sricha, de'ichze, they were roi to be eaten, bein hashmashos. V'hadar idche, but then what happened? It rained in the middle of Yontif. And when it rained, because these things have to get totally dried out, but now it rained, so when Yontif began, they were edible. But now it rained in the middle of Yontif, they became unedible. And then the sun came out and dried them out again. V'hadar idche, v'hadar achse, and then the sun came out and they became chazi, they became roi again. My, what's the lacha? Amalei, yesh muktzah, sorry. Once they became inedible in the middle of Shabbos, so then, even if the sun comes out and dries them out, they become edible, they're no good, says the Gemara. So that's what Rava said. Esive, so Hillel the Amora asked against him from our topic, from a brisa, from the brisa we just had. Vishavin, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who argue about whether or not a chacham is allowed to see the Maman Yontif b'di'eved, they both argue, she'im nolad umumo imo, if this animal was born on Yontif with a mum, shezem en amuchan. Wait a second, shezem en amuchan, that's not muktzah. Now what was the case over here? When Yontif started, it was a ben pekur, so it was okay. Now it came out with a mum. Okay, it came out with a mum, now it's not okay, because you got to show the mum to the chacham. And now you're going to bring it to the Chacham, and the Chacham is now going to tell you it's okay. That's mamish yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Shem no mamish shezem en amuchan va'amai neima hai b'chor meikara have chazi agav imei. When Yontif started, it was mutter agav the mami. Isyalble, once it gave birth, idchile. Now it has, it's a b'chor without a confirmed mum. So it's muktzah. Ichazi l'chacham. Then when you go show it to the chacham after it's born, ishtarilei. The chacham says, oh, it's a mim kavua. Why isn't that muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos? Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Yitimer of Safra. Kigon de yasve dayane hasam. We're talking about a case where the dayanim were watching the animal come out with its mum. So there was never a moment in time that it was muktzah. Ikadamre. Some say it exactly the opposite way. Omar lay, ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Rabbi said to him, no, the halach is the other way around. There's no muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Lema mesayale, so now the b'raisa becomes a raya. V'shavin shimnol anumun imo shamanuchan, v'habachor meikar abachazi. Agad yimei, when Yontif started, it was mutter. Isyal lay, once it got born, idchile, it became muktzah. And then he showed it to the Chacham, Achzei v'Chacham, Ishtarilei. So you think it's a riot? Well, no, it's not a riot. Rabbi Yos, Masafra, Kigon Diyasi Dayana Hasan. The Dayanim was sitting there watching the thing come out, and they paskin as it came out that the mum was there, so it was never a moment that it was muktzah. It was never a moment. So it's no riot. Now we're going to bring another raya that yesh muktzah lechatzi Shabbos.
So is it muktzah, or is it just the status is unknown?
The Gemara ends up paskening that we have no raya from this brisa. Again, there's two versions, Avi. In the first version, Rava said yesh muktzah lechatzi Shabbos. In the second version, Rava said ein muktzah lechatzi Shabbos. So it's two versions in the Gemara, whether or not it is muktzah or it's not muktzah. The question, Avi, is if Shabbos started and something was not muktzah, then it becomes muktzah on Shabbos, then it becomes not muktzah again. Can you remove its muktzah status? We know, Avi, that if Shabbos started something as muktzah, you can never remove the muktzah status. But the question is, does that also apply if you became muktzah during Shabbos?
But in the case of the grapes, right, so the rain makes it inedible, it is muktzah, and then it's completely muktzah, not even a question. And then it becomes not muktzah because it dries out, but it still doesn't want to have that status.
Exactly.
With the birth, so the question is when it's born with the mom, the question is, at least in my mind, is it definitely that it's not kosher, that it's muktzah because it wasn't checked out yet, or just the status is unknown until it's checked out, and therefore it's not necessarily muktzah, it's just we don't know about it.
So the Gemara is assuming, Avi, that since you don't know for sure that it's okay, in your mind, I hear what you're saying. You're saying this should be different. Like when it comes out, you know you can. So your das should be on it already. That's a very good question. I hear what you're saying. It's just unknown. So why don't you just say that it's not muktzah at all? That your das is on it. Sounds like a very good question. I didn't see anybody asking that question, but it sounds like a very good question. I don't know. I'll try to research it later. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come and hear another proof about muktzah lechatzi Shabbos. Haya ochel banavim. A guy was eating grapes before Shabbos. Vahoser, he left over. Veheelon, the guy, he brought him up to the roof to dry him out. Lasses man tsumukim, to make raisins. Or b'te'enim v'hosev helm legavasim grogros, dried figs. Lo yochal mehen ad sheyazmin mi ba'od yom. You're not allowed to eat them because you removed them from your das, unless you designated them mi ba'od yom. V'chein ha'tamotzei ba'afarsikin, I think that's a peach. U'v'chavushin, what does that say? The art scroll, I don't know what chavushin, what does it say? Chavushin, I don't know what kind of fruit that is. Uvishah komini pears. Anything that you're drying out, once you put it on the roof, it's out of your mind. It says Marhechidam. Idchazu. What's that? Quince. Okay, there we go. I don't know what a quince is, but okay. Hechidam. What's the case? Idchazu. If they were already dried out before Yontif, so Lamale Hazmana. What do you need Hazmana for? They're already. Vidalochazu. If they were not Roy on Yontif, Kiya Ismail Humai Havu. How does that help? Designate them. They're not roi la'achila. Just like eitzim v'avonim, wow, the assumption of the Gemara is that eitzim v'avonim, you're not allowed to be mazmin them. You're certainly not allowed to be mazmin them to eat them. Okay, they're not roi la'achila. V'chi teim, if you'll tell me, no, we're talking about a case where they were roi. D'lo yada, oh, Avi, your point. D'lo yada, yichazu, ilo chazu. That when Shabbos started, you didn't know whether it was roi or not. And you're not going to schlep up to the roof to go check it out. So the chiddush is, if you were mazmin them and you said, if this is roy, I want to eat them tomorrow, that would work. But if you're not mazmin them, since you didn't know whether they're roy, they're muktzah. V'ha amar Rav Kahana, muktzah, sheyavesh, ve'ein abayal makirin bo, mutter. Rav Kahana said, it's mutter. Because, so you don't have to be mazmin them. Says the Gemara, el alav must be, dechazu, they were roi, v'idchu, and then they became not roi because the rain fell out. V'chazar ichsu, and then they became roi again. V'yamis ein muktzah lamalol hazmana. If you tell me ein muktzah lechatzishabas, why do you have to be mazmin it? Answers the Gemara, not a good proof. Elamai yesh muktzah. You think this proves yesh muktzah lechatzishabas? Ki azmin lehu my chazi, my havi. So how does being mazmin in the Erev Shabbos, how does that help? Before, right, at that time, they were roi. What are you saying? You're going to say, in case rain falls on it, so then, but at that point, you can't do it. Must be, lo tzricha, that we need the chiddush, de ichzu v'lo ichzu. must be a case of where that they weren't fully dried out before Yontif. Some people, they were like semi-dry before Yontif. Some people would eat it and some people would not eat it that way. And so Azmin, the fact that you were Mazmin them, Gali Daite, you're revealing that you would eat them in this situation. Loy Azmin, lo Gali Daite. And if you don't Mazmin them from before, if you're not Mazmin them from before Yontif, so you were not Megala Das, and therefore it doesn't work. So we have no proof about whether Mukta L'chatzis Shabbos. Let's read one more proof. Amar Rabbi Zeira, one more proof about a proof that ain Mukta L'chatzis Shabbos. Tashma, Mipulin Va'adashim. So they had a minhag to cook beans and lentils and to eat them on Yontif. Deha Pulin Va'adashim Meikara when Yontif began Chazu Lokus. They are roi to chew them raw. Shadinu Mekdera, once you put them into the pot on Yontif, Idchulu. At the beginning of the cooking process, they are no longer edible at all. Gomar Bishulayu, when they finish, Chazalu. So you see, it's mutter. We see, Ein Mukta L'chatzi Shabbos. Amalei Abai, Valita Meich. Really? You think it's Mukta? Tikshi Lach, Kederos to Alma. Every single cooked food in the world is like that. Dastam Kederos to Alma, Bein Hashmashos, Rosvosein. Ulaurta achlina minayu. When Yontif starts, when you're cooking it, it's not edible. It keeps cooking. And then you're eating it. Ella gomro bide adam lo kamibayalan. If you are the one, if you're cooking it the whole time, so then that's not a problem of mukta. Because it's biado to cook it the whole time. There's no din of yesh mukta l'chatzis Shabbos. A person's not going to be makted from your head because you know you have the ability to fix it. But in the case of where of the grapes and the dates that the rain fell on it and now the sun's going to come out, you don't know how quickly it's going to get warmed up. You don't know if the sun's going to be hot enough to warm it. So kikami bayalon gamro bidei shamayim. That's where we're asking about yesh mukta l'chatzis Shabbos, where it was biyadcha the whole time. Your mind is never off it. You know you're going to cook it. You know you're going to be able to bring it out of its mukta status. So your mind is not, so that's not mukta. But in the case that we're asking of yesh mukta l'chatzis, so this case is not a proof to our case at all. The case of the grogros of itzimuk of yesh mukta l'chatzis Shabbos, because there gamro bidei shamayim. So there the rain fell on it. So it's not going, you don't know how hot the sun is going to be, whether the sun's going to dry it out or not. So it's not biyodot to the misaket. So in that case, you're mesiach das. And that was Hillel's shaila. Do we say yesh mukta l'chatzis Shabbos or not? Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a good moed, a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, 6:20 is davening, so we'll go right after the 6:20 minyan. Okay, we'll do the daf. It's around 7:45. Daf will probably be having a 6:20 minyan.
I don't think it's going to be later.
It's going to be later.
Because they're starting somewhere about across the street.
8:00. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Have a great day.